Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Getting back to the calls, open lines can be on any subject, any direction you want to take the show. But let's start with the wild card line where Gino is in St. Louis on Coast to Coast AM. Gino?
Hello, Ian, and happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the 60s club. it ain't that bad. You'll be fine.
I'm just still getting used to saying it. It's weird. I can't spit it out. Strange.
It is strange. But you know what? It doesn't mean anything. I mean, you're as old as you feel.
That's exactly right.
Now, I wanted to talk about the COVID virus. I can tell you, I had a little time on my hands yesterday afternoon. So I looked up on Google what countries were affected the most to least. And I got a list of about 25 countries. And then I looked up what country stock markets were affected the most to the least. And I got another list of about 15 countries. And one country that was on neither list, this is intriguing, is Russia. Russia isn't being really affected, and they're not being affected from a monetary standpoint either. Now, George always says, Ian, follow the money. It's my idea, and I just, you know, it's just a, you know, conspiracy theory that some entity, maybe a country, maybe it's Russia, or some people made money off of this thing.
Oh, that would
I'd like to know who made money off of it. And if anybody knows out there, or if they think that maybe Russia has some nefarious purposes with this particular virus, maybe they put it out there. I'm not saying they did. I'm just saying Putin is capable of it.
I think
to follow up on that, I want you to your what you think.
Let's talk about it right now. I'll say before you go, I would just say that I think this is interesting because I think one of the things you also have to look at is the style of government for who's on those lists, and totalitarian regimes have done much better fighting off the coronavirus. They do. Because there is no assumption of individual or civil rights. And in that way, a country like Russia can do whatever it wants and does with impunity. So this is what happened in a large degree, too, even in other countries in Asia. And then when Italy adapted that same model and just shut everything down, it too experienced success in containing the spread of the virus. So I would look right away at how fast did the Russian government react to the initial Chinese reports? And what did they do that prevented it from becoming a calamity and therefore not impacting any of their financials. First of all, they have a very, their economy is not very strong. So
no, it's not.
Yeah. So they, I mean, the idea of like a Russian stock market or something like that, I mean, I know it exists, but it's a very, it's not, a lot of it is just kind of a facade. I think most people would tell you it's not.
Well, I
worth
agree.
It.
I'm just saying that from a movie standpoint, what a great premise for a wonderful
right.
movie
sure.
where somebody walks out with trillions of dollars by pulling off something like this and betting against the stock market.
Well, because, I think this was actually
a couple of weeks, they could have made a couple of trillion.
Yeah, I mean, if you really look at it, in a lot of ways, this has been used as a plot device in James Bond movies already. And I think that the that concept, though, I think it's I think what you did there, it was a very interesting analysis. And I somebody was sending out something on Twitter where they're like, isn't it interesting that there's been so few cases in India, like India was somehow involved? But if you actually look at it, the, like the day after the announcement from China, India snapped into action, and they realized with a densely populated country, they could take no chances. And they, too, went to some fairly draconian measures immediately, and they were able to stave off. I think the deaths are under 100 or something like that last time I checked in India. So I do think that that's relevant.
Ian.
What's that?
I said, thank you for your insight.
Yeah, I mean, I think you made a really interesting case. I think that that is something we should always look at. And following the money is good, but I think there will often be people who bet on disasters all the time. That's how they make their money. They know how to, when there's a, you know, when there's a tsunami, they know what immediately to invest in that country, because they know that that industry is going to thrive for like, you know, the next 6 months, and they know when to get out. So I think there are people who are disaster traders in that way. First time caller line, Steve is in Quincy, California. Steve, are you still with us? Okay, west of the Rockies, Mitchell is in Seattle. Mitchell.
Thank you for taking my call, Ian. And
sure.
First, I would like to start with, I believe I had this coronavirus. I'm not sure. It might have been the regular flu. It was the end of January. It was right at the beginning when the thing was circulating around. But
yeah, well, Seattle was kind of a ground zero, right? I mean, you were getting
yeah.
it. Pretty hard.
So that's
there.
The thing. Well, I play hunches, and my hunches are usually pretty good, and I'm pretty sure that this wasn't a regular flu. I've had the flu before. I'm not sure if you have, but
not in a long time.
Have you?
Not in a long time. No.
Yeah, but you remember the symptoms, right?
I had one bad flu like 20 years ago, and yeah, I remember that really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was the achy bones.
Oh my God, it was crazy.
The shakes, you know, yeah. You were just weak, and you.
I felt I had Ebola. I felt like I was waiting to bleed out of
yeah,
my eyes.
No, it's not a fun thing to have. Whatever
no.
it is, whatever I had, but like I say, I believe it was this coronavirus. But I caught a hold of this sucker, and I've got asthma, so.
Oh.
And I'm used to like being, you know, choked out by my own body.
Sure, sure.
But this is my advice for people that might catch it that are older, like myself. I'm 50, which is also weird, but
yeah,
60. I'm sure it will be weird also. But I would like to get my hands on the neck of the person who designed this sucker. Whatever they did to it, it was nastier than the flu. I've had flus before, and this
right.
thing was not the worst flu I've had, because I've had it like 2-3 times probably in my lifetime, but the last time was 15 years ago. But this sucker, it was trying to fill my lungs with
right.
with mucus.
Right.
I mean, I'm not joking.
No, I get that. It's very common. You know, and I know you're being figurative when you say get your hands on the neck of the person. I think the interesting piece of this story to me is always the power of nature.
Yeah,
and
well, it doesn't matter how it happened.
No. I think, but I do think this is important to point out, because I don't, these wet markets where you've got ferrets living with chickens and people then serving the eggs and whatever chopping off something, boiling a bat, putting it in broth. I mean, to our east, our Western viewpoint of cuisine, it's disgusting, right? It just looks gross.
Well,
it looks
the Chinese are crazy when they eat anything.
Well, but I'm just saying, and I really do. I appreciate your comment, but I want to make clear that we should be very mindful of what happens when we blur lines. And, you know, it's funny to think about sometimes even just thinking about kosher or halal in different religious traditions like Judaism or in Islam, the idea of purity laws on how food is to be separated and prepared and what you don't mix with things. And, you know, there's some real truth to that. And by not doing it, by not having that kind of a wet market, you are definitely cutting down the chances that something that has been existing in area jungles or forests for thousands of years is not going to jump into, you know, into a densely populated human area. And I think that's what we have to be. That's where the power of nature, the idea of just how easy it is to trip the wrong switch, and suddenly we've got the coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, remember, we've always had coronaviruses. That's not new. That's the shape of the virus. It looks like a crown, a coronavirus. But this COVID-19, it's a confluence of a couple of things. And I think that's where nature doesn't care about us. You know, that nature's not here to protect us. And in some cases, maybe we're the virus that nature is trying to get rid of. East of the Rockies, Carl is in Wichita Falls, Texas. Carl?
Hey.
Hey.
Nobody's talking about how do you kill this COVID virus. And I got an idea how to do that.
How do you do that?
Well, we get the O3 oxygen generators, and we make the gas, disperse it in the municipal waterworks, and then just open up the fire plugs and spray down the public squares. You can also vaporize, put it in vapor form, and run it through circulation systems to, you know, heating and air conditioning. And you can gas public buildings, hospitals, Congress, Capitol, etc.
I think some of those methods are what they're using in, or something similar is what they're using, I'm basing it on the videos, of what they're doing in China and what they've done in South Korea. So I think that you may actually, if you didn't know about it, I think you may be prophetic on that. And I think that's really interesting. There are ways of killing it. Heat is one of it. Temperature, high temperature can kill it. But the best, obviously, the best medicine here is to avoid getting it. Wildcard line, Doc is in Petaluma, California on Coast to Coast. Doc?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Ian.
Hey.
And I've got a hypothesis for you.
Sure.
The China was up on the backside of the moon doing whatever they were doing, right? About a year ago? Was it a year ago?
Okay.
And maybe they brought something back with them and spliced it into a existing virus and put it out there for, you know, just to see how far it would go. Maybe weaponized it.
Why would they do that to their own people, though? 70,000
They don't care about their own people.
I don't know about that. I mean, and I don't know that, I mean, you, I don't know if you have some sort of unique insight, but I mean, to weaponize it and take it to an enemy, that'd be one thing. Then they would have taken it to India.
Well, right? It may have gotten away from them too, you know. I mean, there was also a gentleman that was, what, gentleman? It was one of the Chinese people that was working at that lab, and he was taking the animals from what George was saying, and he's selling them back to the market for people to eat them.
Well, I don't know anything. I have no proof of any of that. Yeah, so, I mean, I know there's a lot of anecdotal. What's that?
They said that they put him in jail, and he's in jail. He made almost $1 million selling off the animals
okay.
to the market in the past years.
Like I said, I haven't seen that story. I would be suspicious that anybody would make $1 million doing that in Wuhan, China. But I happen to find that the usual scientific explanations of how we got this is pretty common, and there it's not unusual. So I think maybe part of this is a sense that when you don't hear this story, when there's another flu, right? I mean, nobody was like coming up with Maybe some people were, but I wasn't hearing a lot of conspiracy virus, you know, theories about the last virus that put my wife in bed for 5 days and other people I knew who were sick for a couple of days. I think there's something interesting that this one has somehow sparked the imagination, and somehow there needs to be a story large enough to account for it. When I think it's a fool's errand. We know enough about how to try to stop this sort of stuff from making the jump. It's not hard. It's not hard to look at the video from that, from the wet markets where this sort of thing comes out of and go, can't do that. That's gross. This is what causes the spread of disease. That's enough for me. Now, if other people need to come up with a larger story to try to explain it, I'll leave that up to you. But I need evidence if you're going to convince me that something like that is true. And so far, I've seen zero evidence on anything. And in fact, all of the people that I would turn to have been pretty clear about it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.